And Fitz, let's talk about carols and candlelight for just a moment. What inspired you to create a Christmas album? And how would you say that this is different from all of your previous projects?
I think it was always in the back of my mind to do something Christmas related. I didn't know if that looked like covering songs that were already done or if it was creating my own original Christmas music. But it really started from asking the fans what they wanted to hear from me if I did do some type of Christmas project. And so I asked in the summer, in July, I think it was, and the fans responded with all of these different traditional classic Christmas songs that they wanted me to do. And so something that I think is cool and distinct about this album in particular is 50%, if not more than that, was actually fan-picked.
So you absolutely rely on that fan feedback. I mean, if they tell you they like something, you're trusting them, right? And you're going with it, right?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, the fans put you where you're at, you know, and it's important to get feedback from them and make sure that you're putting out stuff that they love and enjoy. And that's something that I definitely strive to do. And so they had a bunch of good picks, a lot of the good stuff. Mary, Did You Know, Oh Holy Night, Silent Night, just a lot of those good, like, classic songs that'll be around forever. And then I sprinkled in a couple, like Christmas to Remember by Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers, and Grown Up Christmas List in the version of how, like, Michael Bublé did his version. So some more, a little bit more uncommon ones came from me and just, like, the sentimental memories that I have behind some of them specifically and grew up with. So it's really cool. It's very special, and so I enjoyed recording all of it.
Why don't we listen to one of those right now? Let's do it. My co-host and country star, Gabby Barrett, with Growing Up Christmas List.
Do you remember me? I sat upon your knee. I wrote to you with childhood fantasies. Well, I'm all grown up now. Can you still help somehow? I'm not a child, but my heart still can dream. So here's my lifelong wish, my grown-up Christmas list. Not for myself, but for a world in need. No more lives torn apart, that wars would never stop.
This is
my grown-up Christmas list. This is my only lifelong wish. This is my grown-up Christmas list.
Was straight off the latest Christmas album from our Deck the Hits co-host Gabby Barrett, Grown Up Christmas List. And Gabby, I love it. I just love that one. Great job. Seriously.
Thank you. That's very kind.
You are most welcome. And, you know, a lot of people don't know this. Gabby is a music expert. She loves music trivia. So why don't you hit us up with one of those pieces of song trivia right now? Are you feeling up for that?
We know Christmas songs make us think of holidays past and remember those special moments and home. And that's why Bing Crosby did not want to perform White Christmas for the troops when he did a USO tour overseas during World War II. Bing said, quote, "I hesitated about doing it because I didn't want to make the men miss home. Heaven knows I didn't come that far to make them sad. For this reason, several times I tried to cut it out of the show, but these guys just hollered for it," end quote. And for 82 years, it has remained one of the most popular Christmas songs.
So we're going to play you that Bing Crosby hit by a longstanding CT40 superstar, Joe Nichols. Here's White Christmas.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the tree tops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white.
This is Chris Young.
Hi, this is George Strait.
Hey, y'all, Merry Christmas. I'm Cody Johnson, and while I'm wrapping gifts and drinking hot chocolate, I'm enjoying Fitz.
I've heard there was a secret chord that David played, and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you? Well, it goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah.
One of my favorite groups, Pentatonix, with Joy to the World. And the first time the world heard that song was 325 years ago in 1719 from songwriter Isaac Watts. And before that, it was White Christmas from CT40's own Joe Nichols. You're checking out Deck the Hits with Gabby Barrett and Fitz. This is the 30th anniversary of this Christmas special, and I love the fact that we get to spend it with you. Thank you for listening. And from Gabby Barrett's favorite Christmas movies to her parents' secret hiding spot for the family Christmas presents, Gabby is about to tell it all after this. This portion of Deck the Hits with Gabby Barrett and Fitz is brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people.
presents Good News, Bad News, Dumb News, then Great News. Good news. While leaning over the fence, your neighbor said you could save money bundling home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. Your neighbor leaned over a little too much and broke your fence. Dumb news. Somehow fence wood is more expensive than wood wood. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and to plant really tall shrubs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Are you about to mow the lawn? It's blazing hot out here. Smokey Bear says,
avoid using power equipment when it's windy or dry. It's all on SmokeyBear.com because only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Carry On is an edge of your seat action thriller that follows a young TSA agent who is blackmailed into an impossible situation at the height of Christmas Eve travel pandemonium. Either let a dangerous package slip through security and risk the lives of many, or save the passengers and risk the life of his pregnant girlfriend. Starring Taron Egerton, Sophia Carson, and Jason Bateman, Carry On is the holiday thrill ride with nail-biting, nonstop action and suspense that you won't want to miss. Now playing only on Netflix.
Did you know that driving under the influence of marijuana is illegal? That's right, driving high could get you a DUI. And if you're wondering if law enforcement can tell when you're driving high, well, everyone else in your life can. Your friends can tell. Your coworkers can tell. Even your parents can tell. So what makes you think that law enforcement can't tell? Well, they can. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This holiday season, visit Boot Barn for top quality gifts that pay tribute to the lasting heritage of the West. From handcrafted cowboy boots and American-made felt hats to leather jackets, our in-store experts will help guide you as you shop, assisting with boot fitting and providing complimentary hat shaping. This holiday, share a piece of the American spirit. Boot Barn. Unwrap the West.
Lowe's knows how to help you save time and money, no matter the job. That's why we can deliver supplies to your job site as soon as same day, so you have more time to get the job done. Because when you need it fast, we've got you covered. Lowe's knows pros. Valid on eligible in-stock orders and select zip codes placed by 2 p.m. for same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Subject to driver availability. Fees vary based on purchase. More terms apply. See Lowe's.com/same-day-delivery for details.
What's up, y'all? And welcome back to Deck the Hits with Gabby Barrett and Fitz.
It's Gabby hanging out with Fitz. Merry Christmas from all of us to you. This is CT40's Deck the Hits with Gabby and Fitz.
Gabby, I'm always curious about this. You know, anytime we have a guest on our Christmas special, I'm always wondering about Christmas movies and what their favorite Christmas movies are. What is your all-time favorite Christmas movie and why?
100% Home Alone, the first one. Why? I just love it. There's something about it that I love. I love the bringing back together. I love how you're kind of like at the edge of your seat the whole time because you have the mischievous men who try to break into the home and take the kid. And it's awful, but it's like the way that it ends and comes back around is so good. So nostalgic. It makes your heart like twinkle. I love it so much. Nothing can beat the first one for me either.
Hey, you know what we should do? We should play a song from Home Alone right now. You want to? Let's do that.
Let's do it.
What about that, that candles burning low, lots some mistletoe. Remember that one?
Something, everywhere yeah. You go. Yes. Why you singing carols right outside my door? All these things and more, baby.
These things are more, baby.
That's what Christmas means to me, my love.
Oh, yeah. Candles burning low. Lots of mistletoe. Lots of snow and ice. Everywhere we go. Choir singing carols right outside my door. All these things and more.
All these things.
Oh,
Kiss you once and then some more, and wish you a Merry Christmas, baby.
Kiss you a Merry Christmas, baby.
And such happiness in the coming year. Oh, baby, let's deck the halls with holly. Sing sweet silent night. Fill the tree with angel hair, pretty, pretty lights. Go to sleep and wake up just before.
Can't get it right all the time. Our CT40 investigative Christmas team has just informed us that the song we just played was in fact not from the movie Home Alone, but instead the movie Elf. I knew that. That's Santa. I know him. I know him. Of course, that's Stevie Wonder with his Christmas classic, That's What Christmas Means to Me. One of my favorites. And you're checking out CT40's Deck the Hits with Gabby Barrett and Fitz. All right, Gabby, I'm going to get a little personal here during the holiday season. If I get too personal, just let me know. Do you remember where your parents hid the presents?
Oh, my gosh. Yes. So, so heartbreaking. So, for many years, no. And then as we got older, we had a basement downstairs, and downstairs in the basement, there was a side room, and my brother actually ended up making a bedroom in there, and then something happened to where he wasn't staying in there, and then we would go downstairs in the basement, and you just see this big stack with this huge quilt just over everything, and it was like, what's under there? I wonder what's under all these boxes that are like stacked up against the wall for whatever reason are being covered. So, yeah, that was a little bit of a flop there.
The quilt.
The big quilt in the basement. With boxes.
Maybe a bike or roller skates under that quilt. Never know what's under that quilt. But if you're Dolly Parton, it's just a big old wheelbarrow full of hard Christmas candy.
Maybe I'll dye my hair. Maybe I'll move somewhere. Maybe I'll get a car. Maybe I'll drive so far they'll all lose track. Me, I'll bounce right. Maybe I'll lose some weight. Maybe I'll clear my junk. Maybe I'll just get drunk on apple wine. Me, I'll be just fine. Sleep town. Maybe I'll have some fun. Maybe I'll meet some.
It's the 30th anniversary of this Christmas celebration that Bob Kingsley started so long ago, continuing the tradition with you.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad, prospero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad, prospero año y felicidad. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Taking you all over the map from the mountains of eastern Tennessee with Hard Candy Christmas from Dolly Parton all the way down to Lares, Puerto Rico with Jose Feliciano wishing you a Feliz Navidad.
I have always loved that song.
This portion of Deck the Hits with Gabby and Fitz is brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. We're back to CT40's Deck the Hits with Gabby Barrett and Fitz. And tell them what time of year it is, Gabby.
It is the most wonderful time of the year. This is CT40's 30th annual Christmas special. May you enjoy the sounds of the season wherever you're listening around the world. I'm Gabby Barrett on CT40's Deck the Hits with Gabby and Fitz, and Merry Christmas to everyone.
And I wanted to talk to you a little bit more about your brand new Christmas album, Carols and Candlelight. It is awesome. How much of a role did your personal faith play in creating this Christmas album?
Oh my goodness. I mean, that bleeds into absolutely everything for me, you know, with being a more vocal Christian, professionally and personally. Right. You know, that's where I find my identity. I find my identity in Christ. And so everything that I do, everything that I talk about, you know, the way that I present myself, I want it to reflect him and give the glory back to him in all things. And so picking these songs, you know, the fans had asked me to do these, and it was perfectly fitting because when I was going through them and I was like, what's the most common ones? The storylines were beautiful and aligned with me naturally, and so it was very, very easy to run through and pick these songs. So, of course, that has a huge part of it.
I love it. Thank you so much for sharing that. And there's one song in particular that I'm not sure a lot of people know the story behind that you actually recorded for your album, Carols and Candlelight. And it's a song that goes way back to 1865. And the reason it's remained a Christmas song all these years is thanks to a guy named John Wesley Work Jr. John Wesley Work Jr. And John compiled songs that were typically sung on plantations by slaves. And given the circumstances, these songs were rarely written down. So John did the work to compile and collect all these traditional spirituals, songs that we still sing today. And here's one of them. It's Deck the Hits co-host Gabby Barrett from her album, Carols and Candlelight, with Go Tell It on the Mountain.
Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. While shepherds kept their watching, oh, silent flocks by night. Behold, throughout the heavens, there shone a holy light. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. God send us salvation that blessed Christmas morn.
It's time to deck the hits with Fitz. Merry Christmas and happy holidays. Ow! Ho, ho, ho.
I believe.
what you say. I believe a better attitude can make a better way. And I believe in viewing life as a journey that we're on. And looking at our troubles as another stepping stone.
And I believe and that everything in life is what it's meant to be. I believe there is a God somewhere, although he's hard to see. I believe I am, so therefore I should do all that I can to be a better piece in the puzzle of God's plan.
And I believe in Santa Claus. I believe in Santa Claus. I believe there's always hope when all seems lost. I believe in Santa.
Welcome to CT40's Deck the Hits with Gabby Barrett and Fitz. And a couple of minutes ago, we started things off with Go Tell It on the Mountain from my amazing co-host Gabby, joined by the band for King and Country. And by the way, you can find that song and a bunch of others on Gabby's brand new Christmas album, Carols and Candlelight. It is unbelievable. And then from there, you just heard from Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton with I Believe in Santa Claus. And I do too. And I know you do too. You know, it wouldn't be Christmas without the nostalgia and all the memories that go with it. And we're coming back with my co-host, Gabby Barrett.
CT40's Deck the Hits with Gabby and Fitz.
Inside of the Christmas memory time capsule. And she's going to share some of her favorite memories with us after this. This segment of CT40's Deck the Hits with Gabby Barrett and Fitz is brought to you by Boot Barn. Boot Barn, keep west.
Woohoo, another girls' night out.
I'm so stressed from shopping, I couldn't find anything.
Have you tried shopping jewelry television, JTV?
I don't know. Everyone in my family is so different.
JTV has thousands of jewelry styles. Artisan, diamonds, pearls, colored gemstones, watches, even gift sets. I shop on TV and online.
New JTV customers save up to $50 when you shop jtv.com/radio.
Now can you relax?
Yes. Another round?
Yes.
Drinking and driving will change your whole world. The next time you're out with your friends, consider what would happen if you got pulled over after drinking. Like the legal fees, or the time in court, or a DUI on your record. Your decision to drink and drive could change someone else's world too, if you hurt or kill them in a crash. Instead, what if your decision to call a sober ride changed your world for the better? Drive sober, or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
Believe it or not, this is the last weekend to get your shopping done before the holidays. And if you still have gifts to buy, it's actually going to be all right. Macy's is having one last one-day sale right now. There's still time to find great deals on gifts for everyone on your list, like 40 to 50% off designer handbags, watches, and box jewelry sets. No wrapping required. But after this weekend, it's just Monday, Tuesday, and you racing against the clock and Santa's reindeer. Macy's one-day sale ends Sunday. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Oh no, my phone.
Hear that? It's the sound of a skater dropping her phone and smashing it on the ice. Yep, it's definitely broken. But at Verizon, we got you. That's right, now's your last chance to trade in any phone, any condition from one of our top brands and get a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus on Unlimited Ultimate and Watch 7 and Tab S9 FE 5G. That's up to $1,900 in value. So you'll save big on three great gifts, only at Verizon. Service plan required for watch and tablet. Up to $1,900 value based on phone, watch, and tablet. Trade in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. Yeah! And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single-line plans. Limit of 2 phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Are you about to mow the lawn? It's blazing hot out here. Smokey Bear says,
avoid using power equipment when it's windy or dry. It's all on SmokeyBear.com because only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Carry On follows a TSA agent who is blackmailed into an impossible situation at the height of Christmas Eve travel. Starring Taron Egerton, Sophia Carson, and Jason Bateman, Carry On is a holiday thrill ride with nonstop action and suspense. Now playing only on Netflix.
Northwood's weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, maybe a flurry. Temps pretty steady around 10 to the low teens. More clouds than sun for tomorrow, but warmer. Highs upper 20s. Maybe a snow shower Sunday night into early Monday. Staying cloudy Monday afternoon with a high in the mid-30s. Right now, we're at 11.
98 Q Country.
Make sure to stick around for more of the Country Top 40 next. It is a journey to number one on 98 Q Country.
Hey guys, it's Gabby Barrett co-hosting with Fitz. This is CT40's 30th annual Christmas special. Now we get back to the sounds of the season on CT40's Deck the Hits with Gabby and Fitz.
You're getting pretty good at that, Gabby. You really are. And you got me and Gabby Barrett playing the role of Mr. and Miss Claus with a whole bunch of goodies in our bag, playing the best Christmas music in the entire world. And Gabby, let me ask you, when it comes to Christmas and Christmas memories, do you have a certain memory that just really jumps out from your childhood?
You know what? Actually, yes, now that you ask that. I remember me and my sister would sleep in my mom's bed when we were younger. And I remember she woke us up and she said all the lights were off in the house. And, you know, we lived in this, it was not big by any means. It was really small, older house. And she takes us down the steps, downstairs, and said, I hear something. And I lean like around the steps to look, me and my sister. And it's nothing in the living room is lit up but the Christmas tree. And we just see Santa putting the gifts down on the floor, complete, you know, red and white, complete.
Wow.
It is Santa in my living room.
Wow.
And putting the gifts down slowly on the tray. And I have never been in that much awe in my life.
Right.
It is etched into my heart and into my memory. And it is the sweetest, because in that moment, I was like, Santa is in my living room putting gifts under the tree. And this is an amazing moment. It was quiet. And we were just watching at the steps like, oh, it was amazing.
Such a magical like experience and memory. Like, right?
It was.
Well, you saw him putting presents under the tree, but he could have been doing something else. Here's Reba sharing that story with I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus.
Christmas toys all over the place. Little Shelby wears a funny smile on his face. Shelby has a secret, and the secret he must share. He wants to tell somebody, so he tells his teddy bear. I saw Mama kissing Santa Claus underneath the mistletoe last night. She didn't see me creep. Up in my bedroom fast asleep.
Hi, everyone. This is Keith Urban.
Hey, this is Luke Bryan.
Hey, everybody. I'm Sam Hunt.
Hey, I'm Jordan Davis.
Hey, we're Little Big Town wishing you a very Merry Christmas.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly happy soul with a corn cob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal. Frosty the Snowman was a fairy tale they say. He was made of snow, but the children know how he came to life one day. Must have been some magic in that old silk hat they found. Oh, when they placed it on his head, he began to dance around. Frosty the Snowman was alive as he could be, and the children say he could laugh and play just the same as you and me.
Listening to CT40's Deck the Hits with Gabby Barrett and Fitz. This is the 30th year of this Christmas tradition that Bob Kingsley started so long ago. A few minutes ago, we had Queen Reba starting things off with I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus, and then we moved on to another country icon, the late and great Toby Keith. And rest in peace, Toby. Toby was singing about the snowman that could talk with Frosty the Snowman. This portion of CT40's Deck the Hits with Gabby Barrett and Fitz is brought to you by Boot Barn. Boot Barn celebrates the values of honesty, hard work, ingenuity, and perseverance, proudly offering a piece of the American spirit. Boot Barn. Keep West.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Police responding to a suspected drunk driver chased a black pickup truck until it smashed into a busy shopping mall today in Killeen, Texas, north of Austin. Officers got out of their cars.
The trooper and the Killeen police officer continued on foot after this vehicle, which was driving through the store, actively running people over.
Brian Washko, the Texas State Public Safety, says officers shot and killed the driver, a total of five injured. Strikes continuing during the busy holiday season at big Amazon hubs by contract drivers who are members of the Teamsters Union and by Starbucks employees in California, Chicago, and their home base, Seattle. Issues are better pay, benefits, and working conditions. Blake Lively accusing co-star and director Justin Baldoni of sexual harassment and a smear campaign stemming from their work together on the summer movie It Ends With Us. Baldoni's lawyer denying the claims in the complaint filed with the California Civil Rights Department. This is ABC News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, maybe a flurry, temps pretty steady around 10 to the low teens. More clouds than sun for tomorrow, but warmer, highs upper 20s. Maybe a snow shower Sunday night into early Monday. Staying cloudy Monday afternoon with a high in the mid 30s. Right now, we're at 11.
Hello, everyone. This is Austin from 98Q Country wishing everyone a very happy, safe, and warm holiday season.
Now, back to the Country Top 40 with Fitz, playing the hits right here on 98Q Country.
CT40's Deck the Hits with Gabby Barrett and Fitz is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Protect your family, your phone, and your furry friends with life, electronic device, and pet health insurance.
Hey there, it's Gabby Barrett co-hosting with the one and only Fitz. We're celebrating the season with you. This is CT40's Deck the Hits with Gabby and Fitz.
Kiddos, I just want to let you know, if you think you've been bad at times this year, there's still a lot of hope because Santa Claus sent me a message on my Facebook from the North Pole, and he wanted me to share it with you and all the children of the world. And basically, Santa Claus, Miss Claus, the reindeer, all the elves say that children can still get on the good list by doing the following between right now and the end of the new year. All right, so you still got some time. Gabby, you want to share what Santa Claus passed down to us?
Go to bed on time when your mom and dad tell you to. Clean your room. Eat all your vegetables. Brush them teeth. Do a good deed for someone else. And listen to my Christmas album. Santa says he's been reading all your messages on social media and your letters, and he thanks you for them.
And where can our CT40 listeners pick up this amazing Christmas album?
Go stream it on a platform, on the internet, whatever you listen to. Check it out. Tell me how you like it. It's called Carols and Candlelight by Gabby Barrett. I hope you love it and enjoy it this holiday season.
Well, how about we play one of your brand new songs from your brand new Christmas album right now? Here's Gabby Barrett, my amazing co-host. Sleigh bells are ringing with Last Christmas.
Baby, do you recognize me?
Way to go, Gabby. One of my favorite Christmas songs, and you crushed it. That was awesome.
Thank you.
It's on. Welcome back to CT40's Deck the Hits with Gabby and Fitz, the 30th edition of this Christmas show. And Gabby, you and I have something in common. We love country music, and we love some of them Christmas cookies.
Oh my gosh. You're like my embarrassing dad, or like you're like an embarrassing uncle. Like in the
yes. Oh, that's what that,